Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
A couple highlights from my weekend. We went to a really neat place called the Basketball Social House in Centennial. My son had a basketball game there, but it's like in a strip mall, and it's a fairly big section of the strip mall. But you go in, they've got a full-size basketball court in there that the kids can come in and play their games. And then behind it, they've got a restaurant and a bar.
What?
And then like a couple other mini basketball courts that you can rent out for like bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, your kid's birthday. So you gather up all these kiddos and you go play in the courts and drink and eat chicken wings.
Wait.
How great is that?
A b-ball bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Katie's
I know.
Heaven.
I was taking pictures of it. I was like, we got to do an event here. This sounds like it was really neat. I was like, this is a ripe for a happy hour for us.
Chicken wings and basketball?
I know. I thought of you.
I'm so glad I came to work today.
They've got this, yeah, liar. They've got this wall of hoops, too. They've got like a wall with like 20 hoops on it that you can go do like pop a shot and you can just play. And they go like way up to the ceiling and everything. It's really neat place.
Oh,
so we might want to talk
fun.
To somebody about maybe getting a happy hour there for
that
us.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
That'd be really
I would love
good.
That.
And then we sat down for family movie night, and I, knick-knack, exposed the family to the 1987 classic Harry and the Hendersons.
I love that movie.
Such a great movie.
Yes.
It's so stupid, but so good.
It's such a good movie.
Such a good movie. Although I warned her going in. I was like, when I watched this as a kid, it was traumatic for me. Like, the Bigfoot freaked me out.
Yeah.
Harry. When I was a kid, because he's huge, and in the beginning of the movie, it's kind of scary, and it stuck with me for many years, and I didn't tell her this as we were watching it. I was still kind of getting those jittery feels.
Were you scared?
Now, like, watching it, like, it was having, like, flashbacks almost, like, oh my God, I remember that scene, and that scene is burning into my head, and oh my God, when he...
Yeah.
On the windshield from the top of the roof. I mean, that freaked me out.
You were
out
hiding
as a
behind
kid.
The couch.
Yeah. Like, it really jacked me up.
It and brought then, back your trauma.
So she was like, hey, Harry and the Hendersons is on Netflix. Should we watch it? And I was like, I guess we could.
What did the kids think of it?
They thought it was stupid.
I was going to say, like, the things that scared us as children does not hold up to today's kids. Their graphics are like, mm-hmm. What kind of monster is that?
They were very ho-hum. And it's funny because afterwards, I hopped on YouTube. Because they were curious about the mask and everything of Bigfoot and how it all worked. And it's funny how many like little mini documentaries are on Netflix about, YouTube about Harry and the Hendersons.
Wow.
And how they created the character and the dude that was in it and how they did the facial prosthetics and everything.
Well, yeah. Cause
there's everything on YouTube.
It was actually a guy in costume.
It
in
was
that
a
movie.
Dude in a costume.
It's like a goofy Chewbacca.
And he was 7 foot something. And then they put lifts in his feet as well. And. Made the head of the mask a little bit taller, so he was like up over 8 feet or something like that. And I was like, it was really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
It kind of eased my fears.
And then you weren't scared.
Behind the mask.
Mid-40s.
I wasn't as scared, yeah. Aww. It's really embarrassing.
No, you're fine.
It's really embarrassing.
It's okay.
But you know what? I need to talk about my feelings.
You
Just
do.
Get it out there.
You
get
do.
It out there.
Process.
It is a Monday morning, and we like to bring you a PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting. That's what PMI stands for. Katie, you had the P today, didn't you?
I do have the P, and a real feel-good story, a local teacher, and go Broncos. Okay, so Kevin Kistner, he is a teacher over at Vaughn Elementary School. He's been there for like 3 years, I think, but he loves his students so much that leading up to the game this weekend, he was talking to his kids about the history of the game and 10 years ago and Peyton Manning and everything and getting so excited.
The good
they
old
could
years.
See, yeah, they could see his love and his passion for the team, and he wanted to see them come together as like a little community, right? So he was talking to his students and he found out that a lot of them didn't even own any Bronco gear.
Really?
And so he took it upon himself. I love this story because he brought trash bags full of Bronco gear into his classroom over the weekend, surprised them on Friday, and really just had a good old party. He's actually talking about it a little bit and really saying how much like teaching means to him, but also his love for the Broncos.
So I brought in over like 15 pairs of like jerseys, shirts, sweaters, and they are just rocking my clothes all big on them because they're just little kiddos. But my teaching philosophy is really just about making sure each kid is happy and included, and then the learning comes faster.
What a good teacher. What a good guy.
And you can see like the, you know, news station did a little interview on him, and the whole time he's just smiling, talking about his students, talking about his love for the Broncos and what a big game
it
is.
Well, that'll automatically make the students happier that Friday, right?
Yeah,
they'll get pumped. And the rest of the day.
I like what he said too. He's like, you know, when you do these things for your kids, the learning just comes. Like when you teach your kids with respect and you know, treat them with respect, they just learn because they think it's part of it and they're just having fun, you know? And go Broncos, I'm sure, like today or tomorrow, actually, because they're all out of school today. But tomorrow they're going to have some stories to talk about. And I don't know if they get to keep his stuff, but.
Sounds like it.
That'd be nice, right? It'd be
nice
if he's just giving
it
on to them. But yeah, nice teacher right here in our community. So go Broncos and shout out to Kevin Nasser in his class at Vaughn Elementary.
High five, Kevin.
Yay.
Well done. What's the minus?
I don't want to bring everybody down. This is like a personal minus for me. It might be cool for some people, but for me, I would hate this. There is a woman out there named Rebecca Sharrock, and she is one of 100 people that are alive right now that we know who has a, it's not a disease, but a thing known as HSAM, or Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. She remembers every single day of her life. Every day, literally from the day of birth on, she has the ability to remember. And they've tested this in many different ways. She read the Harry Potter series back in like seventh grade, and they go, on page 648, because those books are like 1,000 pages long each, tell us what the sentence says 8 lines down. Instantly, she remembers exactly what it is. What is the title to chapter 24 of some book? Instantly, she remembers it. And then she can tell about every single day that she has done. I could say, what did you wear on, you know, a Tuesday of 1998? And she'd be like, orange socks with green shorts. Like, she remembers everything. For me, this sounds like it would be like my personal hell. I don't want to remember like every detail of my entire life. It's information overload.
Yeah.
I forgot certain
things for a reason.
Exactly. There's traumatic things that people go through.
Wow.
Would either of you like this? It's such a rare thing that happens with people that they don't know much about it or why you can remember everything, but I feel like that would be my personal hell.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun at parties. Like, it'd be cool party tricks, right? Like,
yeah, you wore that shirt back in 87.
Yeah, but it'd also get annoying. Don't you think it'd be a little annoying?
Yeah,
Mary
Lou Henner's an actress that it's pretty well documented. She had this going on, too, and there's multiple videos of her having interviews about this.
Yeah.
And how I don't know if she said it was debilitating. I think she kind of erred on the side of positive. She's like, it's actually kind of special.
I'm sure it is.
Because you can remember a birthday of so-and-so from 20 years ago and all the details and all that. So I'd be fine with it.
Just the things going through your brain, though, at all times.
But you could never say things like, oh, I totally forgot. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you can't get away with that.
You never have that excuse. So I think that is a little bit of a
I just didn't do it. I remembered. I just didn't do it. Yeah, that's good.
Man.
That's crazy, Josh.
I can't imagine it.
All right. Here's the interesting this morning to round out PMI. They're talking about pizza in this story, and they are talking about processed meats and how bad processed meats are for you.
So bad.
And who gets, who typically orders what on pizzas? It's like pepperoni and sausage and Canadian bacon and all the meats. They're saying stop doing that. Order pizzas that can actually reduce your risk of cancer. Really think about your ingredients before you pound it down. The Mediterranean-style pizza is the best one that you should be eating. Order your pizza with olives, artichokes, cherry tomatoes, olive oil, and feta. And I'm not mad at that pizza at all.
I like that pizza.
That's the pizza that I would order.
Yeah.
They say go for the classic margarita with the fresh tomatoes, the basil, the mozzarella, and a whole grain crust. Not going to be that bad for you, actually.
Yeah.
Start ditching the marinara and go for a white pizza.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
Ricotta, kale, and garlic. We had a birthday this weekend for my dad, and we ordered a bunch of pizzas. And my kids are big on the white sauce.
I like the white sauce pizzas.
I do.
In a while.
Yeah, okay. I think it depending on what other toppings you throw on there, you know?
So I screwed up the pizzas this weekend because my mom sent me the order. She's like, can you order these on the app and have them delivered? And she wrote on the orders that she wanted half cheese on a few of the pizzas. Half cheese. So I'm like, okay, so what do you think half cheese means?
Half the pizza.
Half the pizza is cheese.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So all these pizzas showed up where they were split down the middle with just marinara on one side and no cheese, and the other side was full of cheese.
Oh, no.
So we had these weird marinara pizzas with just the topping. She's like, what is this? I go, you wanted half cheese. That's what I got. She's like, no, I just wanted them to be light on the cheese, like half the amount.
Oh.
I was like, well, then you need to say light cheese, not half cheese.
Come on, Danny.
This is basic pizza ordering
I
right here.
I would have done the same thing.
I like, take it literally.
Mom's lactose intolerant today. I don't know.
Half cheese. We're watching our cholesterol.
Going healthy.